used to be a petroglyph down here someplace. I don't know, somebody took off with it and looked.
I'd say we can carry it.
If it's small enough, sometimes I'll take off. We're going up Trail Canyon now. For you out there in wet land. Looking around, got Larry with me. Our faithful church attendee. What's that?
It's a good size tree, Dad.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one.
It's wood out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's several of them up here.
I went up there with a chainsaw sitting down. Don't see parked all the way up here.
Well, they have to cut them off the road all the time. Because they get out here on the road, they have to cut their limbs off, as you can see. But I'd rather cut dead ones because all that sap really works you over.
If I'm around, I'm going to catch the dead ones, the green ones, you know. That's green ones.
Yeah, there's one right there. See, there's two or three right there. Nice little tree right there, and that one, they got wood in them, you know. See, that tree there really needs to be cut down right there.
Yeah.
It'll keep growing out in the road. There's a dead one up here. There's a lot of wood here.
Yeah.
There's three or four right there. I'll tell you what, this thing doesn't drive like that thunder. What's that?
I said if they issue a permit, I could come back with that.
Yeah.
I guess you could get one.
Well, I don't know what
it is.
There's a lot of them in there. There's a bunch of them up here.
Yeah.
There's whole groves of them in here. They're dead.
I think they might shut them down.
Yeah, well, it's more healthy than they do. They have them. Whatever kills them, you know, is not good. There's a little campground all in here. I saw this guy out of Utah came in here, Aaron, and he was camped there, and he had a big tent with a wood-burning cook stove in it with a stove pipe on it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, I had more of him. I gave it to my friend that turned up on it. I didn't have any use for it.
You gave it to?
To a guy.
Yeah.
Well, it was... You could have parked a couple of vehicles in it. Besides.
See that petroglyph right there?
Where?
Right there. Right there.
What's it say?
I don't know. Can you see it?
Yeah, I see something there, but I can't tell. It looks like some white spots on there.
Well, there's petroglyphs on it all over.
Okay.
You see it now?
Yeah.
On it.
I want to see a deer.
What's that?
I want to see a deer.
Me too. I want to take one home. There's a lot of deer. I've seen deer all through here.
Stand by. 5 o'clock Monday. 10 minutes. W7WOW.
I'm going to shut this thing off, Bob. I'm recording, but hello to you. I'm up Trail Canyon now.
Okay. Thanks for checking in.
I've seen antelope and deer both in here. Looks like it rained pretty hard the other day.
Yeah.
You know, this drops down that steep hill.
Yeah.
you kill the deer over there, I'd have to send you after.
See that one on the side of the road that says shoot me?
Yeah. I found a lot of them on the side of the road. I found a lot of them on the side of the road.
People throw their cans out and everything else.
Yeah.
Another dead one.
Yeah. There's a lot of them in here. You look up on the hill if there's a lot of them up on the hill. Look over there.
Yeah.
There's all along in here. See, that one there needs to be cut down right there.
It's about dead anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dead. And it's right there on the road. There's another little one. See, all these in here, there's a whole grove of them here. Oh, yeah, there's another one here. Yeah, there's a lot of wood in that one right there. You look back in here, there's on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Come up here with my battery operated saw so they can't hear me.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get one of them. One of these days. I don't have to start them.
Yeah. I think they got some on there that are pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Long as the juice is gone. Get a couple extra batteries and have them charged up.
Well, if I can get one of them like I've got, you know, that rigid.
What?
I think the rigid makes one. I got all those rigid batteries.
Yeah.
There's, off and on, there's dead ones, dead trees in here all over the place. I know people come up here and cut them when they're camping, you know.
Yeah.
Get it in this year. Oh, really?
Well, what's his name?
Josh.
Josh,
there's a big one right there. See that one? That's a big one.
Get quite a bit of wood off that one.
Yeah. That's got a cord of wood in it there.
He said, well, if I won't get to it this year, it's getting kind of late. He said, it's supposed to come out and check that roof. Out there, you call.
I've seen deer on those hills over there, but they can stay there.
Yeah,
they're safe.
Maybe if
they're safe. Yeah. When I was young, I'd do that.
Let's see.
But I never hunted for horns except one time, and I didn't do it. I didn't get the deer because the gun was, the scope was broken. I chased that deer all the way to me. I shot him. Shot at him from 1,000 yards away, or more. It says about 1,100 yards. It had a rangefinder scope on it.
Yeah.
There's that NTNT right there. See?
Yeah. More right there.
Yep. All over the place. Real healthy up here.
Center.
What?
That cattle guard. You pull in, you went.
Yeah.
It's kind of tore up.
Yeah, it is. I could shoot a deer up that hill and it fall down on the road. When I shot that deer going over that hill, you know, when I shot right on top of the hill, it fell down the other side. I had to go drag it up the hill and then it went down the hill. That was probably, that was 40 years ago, I guess. My 30-06 got a good light Leopold on it. Then I got a 308 with a Leopold, but that thing is so loud. But if I had my earmuffs on, I guess it wouldn't matter. It's heavy though, heavy like that one. That's that sniper rifle. This hill from here, they come off the road and go up the hills down here getting a drink.
Yeah, good place for them to see one.
What's that?
Good place to see one.
Yeah. Well, I've seen deer all over up here. I'm going to go up on the side up here and look at the hill and look down. Boundary Peak up there.
Yeah.
13,100 and something feet.
That's in California.
What's that?
That's in California, though, isn't it?
No.
It's in Nevada.
It's in Nevada.
Yeah.
That's Boundary Peak. It's called Boundary Peak because it's in Nevada.
Yeah.
What?
It's on the
Montgomery Peak is in California.
Yeah.
Some people go up there and they climb a Boundary Peak and Montgomery Peak in the same day. It's the right time of day that those deer start migrating across that one big pass. That goes to the B&B mine right there, and that over there goes down to the road. It says Trail Canyon, except it goes through some deep canyons, real big tall mountains and roads, and switchbacks and everything.
Is it an abandoned mine?
It was a mercury mine.
Oh.
That's, if you ever watch the movie Hombre, Paul Newman and the Paladin guy that played the bad guy, that's where it was done. the safe coach is going up these roads and stuff. I think I've done about 1960 and 50 and 60. Jeep and sleep in the seat.
Yeah.
I can't hardly lay on the ground. My back's too bad. These seats lay down like a bed.
Huh?
These seats lay down like a bed. Get a deer, or I'll come back tomorrow. This road to go all the way over the top of this mountain and go down to Janie's.
Is it?
Yep. Except it's real, real rough.
Imagine.
It's rough.
There's another dead one. A couple of dead ones right there.
What's that?
A couple of dead ones right there.
Couple of what?
Dead ones.
Oh, yeah.
Trying.
Yeah, they're all along here. Those aspens are really pretty. The colors.
Yeah.
Those things are really tall.
They're not much for firewood, though, are they?
No, not really.
They're kind of light.
Yeah, they're like cottonwood.
I know.
Aspen is a cottonwood.
One place we went into the Utah there, the campsite and stuff.
For campfire, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what we
use. You burn them in the wood, it'll smoke the wood. So though. You can see the fish in there.
You can, huh?
Yeah. Bugs are flying around.
Yeah. say that there's three of them that run together?
This one doesn't. In part of the ones that go to our house at all.
It doesn't?
No, this one goes down to the, basically, to the Graphco mine. See that, she'll see it on here. I didn't go fishing this year at all.
Well, I wouldn't mind going fishing, get a, I don't know, I'm not much of a trout eater, but
you know what?
Not much of a trout eater.
Marilyn loves trout, but she likes the bigger ones.
Yeah.
And I'll eat trout, you know, but I'm not, that's not my favorite. I like ocean fish. Cod and blues and, you know, land cod, reds, blues, all that.
I like catfish.
I don't like catfish.
Deep fried.
Don't like catfish.
No, no.
I just didn't eat a salmon as a catfish. I used to get them. I catch a lot of 20-pound cats, 20, 30-pounders. I catch bluegill and use them for bait.
Yeah.
Road used to go up there a long time ago.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I don't want to go very far. Well, these already lost most of their leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, they're hitting the top of the water out there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring Marilyn up here and go fishing. She likes that.
Yeah. Before it gets snowed in.
Yeah. Bill Kirby's son and nephew got up here one time, got snowed in, they got up here and got drunk and had to come up here and save them. They almost died. Wonder they didn't.
No, I don't.
That was a very, very dangerous. This country up here, I've been up here, you know, when it come a blizzard.
Yeah.
All the way up to the top. We had runners off the mountain. I hadn't been up here with my stepdad one time to think he would die.
Yeah.
He was only about 30 years old. That old. But he got chills, but it came like 20 below zero that night.
Yeah.
It was like this, and then 20 below zero. We had to get the horses and the trailer the next day, and we went downhill. I had a horse to train anyway. So I trained that horse. I took you up here to that petroglyph.
Yeah, up here.
Right up here.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to.
I haven't seen anybody up here.
Young and hoofed around up here.
There's a lot of deer running back in here. They run along that little flat up there. See, there's a cave up there, too. See that cave way up there?
Yeah.
They used to have stuff in those things.
Yeah.
When I was young, you'd go up there and there'd be all kinds of baskets and stuff in there. We never bothered anything.
Yeah.
Right back in there is where that petroglyph is.
Yeah.
And there's deer in there, too. I'm surprised people weren't in here camping. Might be deer down here.
Yeah.
There's a big meadow down here. Right down through here. You walk right up there with that field, it's also a deer run in there.
Yeah. Didn't see that.
Well, I didn't either. It wasn't there. Somebody threw it out in the road. I'm looking for deer in lots of rocks. Meadow runs on down around there.
Yeah.
And it's mowed like grass, you know, from them grazing. Deer all in here. I've seen them run right through there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times. Maryland's elderberry bushes up here. Not too far. Along the edge of that mountain.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to put this thing in a little rain. See a lot of deer in there, too.
Over there. Just
what's that?
Well, I thought I seen something there, but
it's a big meadow here.
Something up over there.
Bench over.
Yeah.
With the bench there. Mm-hmm.
see about 4 or 5 deer.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of deer that just aren't here this year for some reason.
Yeah.
Appears with a real a lot of deer crossing is up here. That's where we saw those bucks that time, you know, the does and bucks.
Yeah.
That herd of deer. I'd like to get this thing to have this top sealed.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have this top sealed on this thing. I'd never take it off anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, now this is fiberglass here.
Fiberglass, yeah. Yeah.
Now they had some metal ones a long time ago. You know, I don't see deer in here anywhere. This is just the right time of day to see them, too.
Yeah.
Over there, you'll see all these deer trails on the side of that mountain over there. And that last time we came up here, we saw that big doe up there. She had a buck with her, but he wouldn't come out. Smart. I've seen him run across the road in here and walk the hill. Feet's got a good dusting of snow on it, doesn't it? Deer trails on the side of that mountain. Mm-hmm. You'll see them over here too.
Yeah.
See them over there? See all those trails?
Yeah.
That's all deer trails. You see them on those deer trails a lot of times.
Invisible deer trail. See the trail, but not the deer.
Well, if we don't see a deer, I'll be surprised. We may not see a buck. I'm pretty sure, we'll see a doe.
Yeah.
And when we come around this hill up here, we'll see that tundra. Back there, mm-hmm.
Which one's a pinyon pine?
These.
Pinyon pine.
Yeah. See there?
Yeah.
There's a few. There's a dead one.
You still. One area in Colorado, we hunted down a lot of pinyon pines. They used to pick up a bunch of pinyons. That's.
I think you can only pick 5 pounds of them by law.
Yeah. things are hard.
What's that?
I said that the shell is hard on them.
Yeah. See, there's a few down. There's a few now on them. See there?
Yeah.
Now you can see deer walking on those trails. You see wild horses walking on those trails. Rode horses up those trails. I hear some yelping goats the other day. Seen them all through here. Trail was there. Have to go any place to eat.
Yeah.
When Marilyn had her deer tug with her tag, we really hunted you hard.
Yeah.
Just didn't see anything. I was always 5 minutes late. They killed both of these bucks here.
Yeah.
That you saw. See the deer trails along that side of that mountain?
It's kind of hard to see if anything is moving or moving.
I've seen deer in here a lot. This is where we saw those deer.
Yeah.
Right out there. That old doe was probably the mother to both of them.
Cold and with a little moisture in it.
Look how thick those trails are.
Yeah.
See that?
Sat down there and see you look down there. I guess it's probably just an opening.
It looked like a deer, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of looked like one, but it wasn't.
Yeah. They're a little darker gray.
Yeah, it was a different color.
Yeah.
It still looks like it, don't it? I mean,
this somebody's gone up that hill there.
Yeah. Went out to there.
nobody had driven on this road yet.
Probably get out here, you know, like an hour or two ago in this park and look.
Yeah, let's get up here and blast the area.
And see if you see anything moving.
I can't shoot very far with that rifle, though.
Yeah.
I can shoot 1,000 yards with that 4570.
You got it with you?
Huh? Yeah.
Shoot it. Yeah.
See those highways now.
Yeah.
You look down there, you see those heavy trails.
Yeah.
See those roads up there? I mean, they're highways.
Yeah.
I see the horses going up those trails. There are not as many horses here now as they used to be.
Yeah. The whole valley.
See those highways now?
Yeah.
You can see them there like highways.
Yeah. I'm going up there. It'd be a good place to stand.
Yeah. No, I turned it off. Now it's on. I'm going to get a picture of this.
Somebody in the back of, like, have a pickup, somebody in the back of the pickup.
Yeah.
One jumps out of the bushes or something. Time we get out of the vehicle, we
right here is where I saw that doe.
Yeah.
Right around this corner. And I would be coming up there like that, but I think I'll just have to let it go over there.
Yeah.
My foot's really bad.
Yeah.
The Lord's just gonna have to put one out in front of me.
My foot's not feeling very good either.
Huh?
My foot's not feeling very good either.
Well, I almost tore the bottom of it again yesterday, the muscles in it or something.
I noticed it was so swollen this morning when I got up.
You can see those deer trails where they travel.
Yeah.
I wish I had a bicycle or something I could ride up there with an electric bike or something so I can go up that trail.
Yeah.
I can't walk it anymore. I walked it just 2 years ago, but I can't now. Yeah, we were looking way up there.
Yeah. This is where you used to have your tent.
Right over with there.
Your wild horses.
Yeah. There was a deer body right there. I killed that little tree point right up there. And all he did was take the back straps off of it, and the hind legs and front legs, and left the body there. He didn't even got it.
You know, some people take the liver and the heart.
Yeah, I leave the heart here. That's Indian thing, you know.
Yeah. Let the heart be with the...
I usually bury it.
Yeah. Go to deer heaven.
I put some tobacco out, you know.
Yeah.
There's my tobacco pouch right there.
That's an Indian thing, though.
That's the Indian thing, yeah. Just being respecting God's creation.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. I tell you, it'd be nice if it wasn't. If you had a nice road to get in and out, it didn't get snow 6 foot deep. It'd be nice to have a house up in an area like this. Sure wouldn't have too much company. Sure, huh?
No. Well, all the way up Davis Canyon, though, it's pretty high up there, about 8,000 feet.
Yeah. So is what's his name, the German?
Greg?
No, is it Greg? German?
Yeah, he's German. Well, what do you mean, right?
The one's married to the singer?
No, that's going down from the trailhead of Boundary Peak and Montgomery Peak, looking for deer. Just enjoying the beautiful fall colors of these here aspens. There's aspens, willows, and birch trees. There's birch trees right there by us. Maybe 12 ounces of shock in the stock. I thought about 12 ounces of shock in that stock there. Give a little weight down. It's got two recoil pads on it. It kicks hard. I'm talking about my gun that I bring with me. It's a 50 caliber. But the I've got it loaded like a 50-90. It's got 90 grains of black powder substitute in it.
Yeah.
And,
which one? This one?
That one.
Yeah.
That's a 50-90. Now, the 1886 Winchester came out with the largest caliber they ever had, was a 50-90.
Yeah.
And that was their grizzly gun, and you know, polar bear and elk and African game gun that Winchester made, the 1886 Winchester. Anyway, so that gun is equal to that right there. Now, a 50-90 kicked pretty hard. Except that gun, you can load it to 50-150. You can put 150 grains of black powder in that gun. It's stainless steel. It says not to put over 150 grains in it.
Yeah.
I put 100 in it, and it jumped about 3 feet off the ground. And I said, no way. I might even load it down to 50-80. Nobody was here.
Mm-hmm.
Even the wild roses are pretty different colors. Some in here that have white roses on them. Most of them are pink. That's the willows and white sage, rabbit brush. Rabbit brush has just about got my eyes swollen shut today with allergies. Now right in here is where the deer run back in there. We're looking down on that 12,000 foot mountain top there. I would love to ride a horse on top of these mountains again before I die, but that may be today or tomorrow. Well, that's a big tree right there. It had about a couple of cords of firewood in it. Yeah, I bet you used to be able to look and tell how many cords were in the tree too, didn't you?
Oh, pretty well back then, you know, when I was cutting.
Yeah. Up in Glenville in 1977, it blew down a lot of big, great big white oak and water oak trees. And some of them laying on their side were 100 to 150 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they let us cut some of those for free because some of the limbs on them were 28 feet diameter. And some of them were 50 feet across. I mean, if you cut up the trunk, you had to cut and then split them off of there because you couldn't cut that deep.
Yeah.
I had a 7.5 foot bar. I couldn't cut stuff. I had to slice it off. They'd let you have all that for free. Otherwise, you had to get $35 a cord for stumpage.
Yeah.
There's a few pine nuts.
Yeah.
The Indians used to wear hats to keep the pine sap out of their hair.
Yeah.
They had these like a basket hats. I'll have to fill this thing up with gasoline.
The cave up there, huh?
Yep.
The cave up
there. Yeah, we went by that earlier.
I didn't see that one by the tree, though. Mm-hmm.
See, there's a cave up there, caves on the other side, too.
Let me tell you, it would be nice to. Like I say, we're young and be able to walk real good and go up and look at them.
Well, we were once.
Huh?
We were once.
Yeah.
I thought nothing walking 25 miles in the night chasing dogs. 25 miles was pretty a short one.
my dad used to do that when he was young.
You what?
When he was in Arkansas, they used to go hunting.
Yeah. It would be like this country, like this, you know, big tall mountains, Greenhorn Mountains, between Isabella and Bakersfield and that area, and Breckenridge, Paiute Mountains. Pretty tall trees on some of those mountains. Yeah. There's there someplace. Deer must have stayed up high this year. Piece of wood right there. They come up here with these deep guns. They come up here with these off-road groups and they come in here like 15 or 20 of them.
Yeah.
Following each other.
Scaring the game.
My son would come up here, the youngest one. Doing that. See, over that way now is a Queen Silence. Indian tea. Okay. Go down here to the canyon off to the right. There's a lot of, used to be a lot of sagehens up here. You know, they make that noise like a drum.
Yeah. What happened to them?
I don't know. I just haven't seen any. Maybe they killed them all or something. I don't know. Maybe the bobcats and lions ate them. When I went back up in here, that'd be 50 years ago. I was sitting up here eating lunch, and all of a sudden, one of them started drumming. I like to jump out of my skin. I like to know I'm beating on a drum. Thing, you can turn it around.
Yeah.
If I'd have had this when we had our deer tag the last time, I'd have got a deer. Coming up pretty steep, didn't feel like it, but we were. It gets about, about 11, almost 12,000 feet going over there.
Yeah.
Where you go over that mountain. Then it's just almost straight down and switch back on the other side.
Yeah.
I've been that way for 50 years, I guess. All the way up there. I took Marilyn up to the whoop-de-doo in the pickup. It was a little earlier than we'll do it today. Maybe tomorrow. this thing engine was quieter.
Uh-huh.
I wish the engine was quieter. My Jeeps, I have two mufflers on.
Yeah.
So they'd be quiet. Even my hot rod Ford, I had two mufflers on each side.
Yeah.
That one had a big 430 engine in it. All you could hear was the lifters rattling.
Yeah.
Rocking like that. That thing was full race. Any drops?
I feel some moisture.
Yeah. I used to take older people hunting.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from them.
Yeah.
Just have to keep your mouth shut and listen. About these places where they do that. There always seems to be a lot of game around them.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of animals. You know, they said they brought horses over here from Spain. You go up on that rock up there that's probably 3,000 years ago, and there's horseshoe tracks there.
Yeah.
Deer run right across here. I've seen them all out in there.
Yeah.
You ever shot a deer through a tree?
Through a tree?
No. You haven't?
No.
Like you took the whole tree through the deer. I saw one standing right on the other side. You'd see his horns and stuff. Figured out where his body was. Pulled the trigger. I went through there, and that deer had half of that tree in him, it looked like. It just took that. It was a 30-30. 170 grain bullets. The Buffalo Bill Cody rifle. You remember them when they came out? Can I remember too?
I don't remember. Yeah.
I had one here. I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you see that one I had?
I don't know. May have.
I traded it over there to that gun store in Goldfield for a Colt Python. And it had never been fired. Had the box that came in.
Yeah.
And those came out about 1965 or so, 64. Just like brand new. It's over there. He still has it.
Where's that?
In Goldfield. There's a gun store over there. Places you can see it. Used to could see it all the time when I was young because these trees weren't here. Stove in this winter, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Are you going to keep the pellet stove or are you going to replace it with a wood stove?
I'll keep it. You can move that over and mine can run like that. So I'll keep it.
Just have to drill a hole a little there and put a wood stove instead. But you got a lot of pellets, huh?
Yeah. About that pellet stove, you can load it up and then you gotta go somewhere, it'll still be burning when you get back.
Yeah.
You know.
And they're pretty efficient.
Yeah, pretty nice. I can't believe the way the price is on the pellets anymore.
Well, everything's gone sky high.
Yeah.
The inflation, 50%. They say 9%, but it's not 9%. You know that.
Yeah.
No way. That's pipe dream.
That's up there at Tonopah. I asked them in there what. Price on your pellets, you know, when I'm there Friday. And she says, what did you pay for them last time? I said, that's $379 for a ton. She says, that's what they are now. Isn't that gal at the hardware store?
Yeah.
They changed. Somebody bought out the pellets or something. Anyway, they got the same pellets that the Israelis got.
Yeah.
For $179. I mean, $300. That's a $1 million. I can't believe it costs so. You used to buy $100 or $200 for a ton.
Yeah. Well, I remember when it was $75 a ton of them.
You know,
a long time ago.
Oh, they're made out of the sawdust.
Yeah. Compressed sawdust.
Well, I guess me, the state of California wants you to pay tax on them.
Yeah. Well, California wants you to pay for everything twice.
The thing is, they are thinking, well, it would be better for them people to burn it in a pot stove than to, because they got those big burner things.
That
they
they're trying to outlaw everything.
That they thaw the, you know, these sawmills, put sawdust in and burn.
They're trying to outlaw everything but electricity. Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would say move that big rock. I gotta tighten that thing up or something.
It's been moving around, huh?
Yeah. Think those things are?
Mm-hmm.
They're way over 100 feet.
Are they?
They're tall.
Yeah.
Up at the top of Middle Canyon, they got a grove like that up there.
Yeah.
Used to get dried right in the grove. Mm-hmm.